Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. What is Ballsy Bear asking for my tits for?
Well, why not? Everyone else has seen them.
Oh, God! How dare you? This is a PG, well, a G-rated show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I haven't...
Who invited Ballsy?
Poor planning on my part. But, you know, he was an interesting guest. You gotta give him that.
I never said he wasn't.
Well, but, you know. But, I mean, please don't go leading our listening audience to believing I'm walking around flashing them and whipping them out, because I'm not, people. You know, I'm very, very prudish.
Depends on how much alcohol she's had.
Nice! Nice! You know, there's people that, you know, at some level may actually think I'm decent, and now you're shooting that all to hell. We're going to have to stop this and re-record.
No, we're not.
Aw, man. Come on.
Moving on.
I have never done anything like that. Just for the record, I have never, ever been that drunk. And even when I have had a couple drinks in me and I'm having a really good time and feeling no pain, I am still fully cognizant of what I'm doing. So I've never used the old, I was drunk, excuse.
That is a lucid, intelligent, well-thought-out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah. So, anyway... This is a paranormal show. In case you're tuning in for the first time to The Deadline, this is a podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, which is the largest paranormal investigating organization in the Garden State. Currently approaching 500 members. Right now we have clocked in at 496. And I think there's a one or two that came in that I still need to process. We could realistically be at 498. And we're having our NJGHS 500 party in November on the 17th in the Sparta Ambulance Squad building. It's located at 14 Sparta Avenue in Sparta, New Jersey. It's going to run from 7 to 11 p.m. The Johnny Peso Band will be playing. And we will have all the catering done by yours truly and a bar. And, yeah, it's not in the script. Or it is in the script, but it's way down there, dude. But because you derailed my whole train of thought with whipping them out and drinking, I'm trying to maintain some semblance of professional decorum and get back on track here. So, anyway, if you will join us on the 17th, it's only $25 per person. He's flipping through the script looking like, why the hell is she talking about this? But see, it was a perfect segue, so... Anyway, it's $25 per person. You can PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, right from the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. So how are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Oh, just peachy.
So are you going to go through all that at the end, too?
No. I think we've covered that. I mean, I really hope people turn out for this. It's going to be an awesome party. And if scheduling permits, Mark and Mark of Weird NJ might drop by. Okay? You heard it here.
Maybe.
It's a maybe, so people don't hold me to it. But I did get a nice email back from Mark Skorman, and he said they are booked way down in South Jersey at a Barnes & Noble for a book signing that day. And if they're not too tired after making a drive all the way back up, you know, they may stop in, but no guarantees. So, but that would be cool if they could drop by. And how was your weekend?
Pretty uneventful.
Really?
Yes. Not much happened.
Oh, well, that's true, but I saw you Saturday night for an investigation we went on.
Exactly.
As you were saying, not much happened. I mean, you know, it was the police storming in with their guns drawn and screaming freeze.
The guns weren't drawn.
They weren't drawn? Okay.
They had their hands on the holsters, ready to pull them out.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah, they come storming in. People, I'm sorry, my back was to them. I'm collecting EVPs and doing my work, and all I hear is a male voice say, "Police, freeze." And I thought it was either Brian or one of the other guys, Mike or somebody, joking around. So I keep doing what I'm doing. Now, here's three police officers, and I'm ignoring them.
And I'm facing them.
My back is them. And I thought it was one of you guys busting chops or something.
Well, I'm facing them, and I have the handheld thermometer in my hand, which kind of looks like a gun.
No, really, I'm going to take your temperature, officer. That's about it.
Oh, no. I didn't even, like, when I saw them, I put my hands, like, fingers straight up, so I wasn't even, like, gripping it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I ain't doing it. And they're like, who are you? I'm like, New Jersey Ghost Hunters, look at my chest.
Yeah, you had your New Jersey Ghost Hunters hat on. You had the sweatshirt on. I had my handy-dandy fishing vest with all my pockets and my little emblem on the back there. But so then the cop looks at me. He's like, well, you know, you ever think about calling the police and letting them know you're going to do something like this? I'm like, yeah, I do that all the time when I'm not with the homeowner. You know? It's like, if this person owns this house, why on earth would I think to alert the police?
Well, now I have an idea of how we might be able to avoid that.
Yeah.
What if we just on a little 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper before we go, we print something up saying, this house is currently being investigated by the NJGHS. Homeowners are on property. Please knock.
Well.
At least, you know, at least they have an inkling. All right, you know, now we know somebody is in here and they're giving us advance warning.
Yeah, but you're talking like an average cop. They're going to be like, oh, this is a trick.
Oh,
this is to make us go away.
I'm sure a seesaw thief thought of that one. Hey, let's put a sign on here that we're the NJGHS.
Did I ever tell you one of my brighter Dumb and Dumber moments?
You have to narrow that down a little bit.
I know. You just reminded me when, when you said about how, you know, like, I'm sure a thief was thinking that. Long time ago, and I was starting my business, Celestial Connections, I had a business partner. Her name was Kathy. I forget her last name. And it was around that week when they do random acts of kindness. And basically, it was a promotion thing. So we thought we'd take advantage of the random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty. Excuse me. So we went all around town in Westfield with a bag. Each had a bag of quarters and our little slips that we printed up that said, you know, that you've just experienced a random act of kindness, mm-hmm. your meter was about to expire, and we put a quarter in for you. And, you know, have a nice day, Celestial Connections, and I put the phone number and kit on our website or whatever. And so it was a little advertisement for the business.
Right, right, right.
But it was also letting them know we gave you a random act of kindness, and we put a quarter in. So Kathy and I, as we go doing this, we've got it down to a science to where she can be going on one side where the cars are parked, and I'm on the other side of the car. So while I'm putting the quarter in the meter, she's picking up the windshield wiper to put the flyer under. It's cold out, man. So we're really going at it. We get to one car, she picks up the windshield wiper, all of a sudden it's like, and it comes off in her hand, and she's standing there looking at me like, holy crap, what do I do? And I'm like, well, just stick it under the other windshield. And Jeff looks at me and goes, what, Dumb and Dumber? He goes, you moron, she just broke the car's windshield. I mean, you're not going to leave your phone number so they know who broke it. I'm like, duh, you know. That's how,
yeah. That shows us how blonde you really are.
There you have it. So, you know, it happens. But I thought that was the funniest thing. I mean, in retrospect.
One of the things you had to be there.
Yeah. I mean, we had some funny events. Needless to say, we're no longer business partners, but...
Understandably.
All right. So let's get to the meeting announcement, shall we? Here we go. The next one up at Bat is in Hackettstown. That's the Northwest Division, led by team leader Dina Chirico. That's October 16th. And that's in the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. And then we have no meeting this month for Pagoda. Team leader Laura Lindemann will be on vacation in Germany.
Lazy Linda.
No. Linda? Laura.
Laura.
See, Laura, I'm not the only one. You know how many times I have been called Linda instead of Laura? What is that about? I even got sworn into court as Linda Miller. The guy puts me on the stand and he goes, okay, raise your hand. Okay, Laura Miller, do you swear to... I'm like, it's Laura Muller. Oh, okay. All right, so Linda Muller, do you... I'm like, no, it's Laura Muller. Oh, okay, so Linda Miller, do you swear to... I'm like, fine. And I just took it and I went with it. So I got sworn in as Linda Miller. Anyway.
Could that be perjury?
Who knows? Oh, then while I'm on the stand and I'm being cross-examined and everything, they have to interrupt the court session because there's this minivan parked in the chief of police parking spot. I'm like, you know, I thought that was a really good spot. That's why. So I had to be released from the witness stand so I could go out and move my minivan. Those were the days. Anyway. So there's no meeting this month because Laura Lindemann will be in Germany on vacation for Pagoda. Okay. That's the Northeast Division. The Central Jersey Division's meeting will take place November 7th in Hazlitt at the Hazlitt Library, and that's located at 251 Middle Road. I should tell you that all meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30 p.m. They are free and open to the public to attend. So check them out. If you have any photos, recordings, things that you're not sure about, we always do a share and scare segment at every meeting. Oh, and I forgot, for October 16th, Dina Tirico is doing a real special spooky story, like entire share and scare kind of deal meeting, okay? She's going to bring some candles and really set the atmosphere up at the Hackettstown meeting on October 16th. The chairs will be in a circle, and everybody can tell their story and share their parashare and their whatever. Whatever your ghostly story is and stuff. And if you have any evidence that you want reviewed, you can bring it for that. So she's really going to do a nice kind of spooky Halloween theme meeting this month. And that's October 16th in the Community Center at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Now, I want to tell everybody, guess what? Our friends Bonnie Bates and Rob Reed of Garden State Ghost Hunters are going to appear on the Travel Channel in the show that they filmed back in June called Mysterious Journeys, and it's going to air on the Travel Channel Friday, October 26th at 9 p.m., and I think Bonnie said it will air again at 9 p.m. on Halloween on October 31st, so if you don't get to DVR it the first time, do it the second time. Also in that show, you'll see my friend and former business partner Jeff Belanger. He'll be talking about Salem, Massachusetts, and Mark Nesbitt, Mr. Gettysburg himself, will be doing a segment on Gettysburg. So it'll be a really good show. It's Mysterious Journeys. It's going to air on the Travel Channel October 26th at 9 p.m. and again on Halloween. Now you should also check out this new webisode that's going to be up and coming. It's called Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. It's premiering on Halloween. It's on the web at Irving Rehnquist, that's rehnquist.com/portal.html, or you can just do irvingrehnquist.com and you'll get to the part where you can watch the show. And they're going to be starting on Halloween. I got to see the little trailer that this producer emailed me today, and it's pretty good. It's pretty funny, you know, it's like definitely Ghost Hunter material. If you're a ghost hunter, you'll watch it and you'll crack up because you'll get, it's almost like little inside jokes that we would understand that most people wouldn't. So again, the webisode is Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. They should have come up with a better name, that's a mouthful, Irving Rehnquist. Anyway, and you can check out the presentations page on the NJGHS website to see where I'll be. In fact, tomorrow night, well, I'm recording this on Monday, I apologize, so tomorrow night you'll have already missed me. But I will be Friday down at Cape May Courthouse on October 19th when this show uploads. October 22nd, I'm going to be in Mattawan Aberdeen Library in Mattawan, New Jersey at 7 o'clock. October 23rd, Felician College. They still have to follow up with me because I know I'm supposed to be there at 7, but nobody has followed up to tell me where am I going, who am I meeting, so... October 24th, I'll definitely be at the Washington Township Public Library. That's at 37 East Springtown Road in Long Valley. And that's at 7 o'clock. And October 25th is for Brookdale Community College at 5 p.m. I still need them to confirm, you know. They're confirmed, but I think it's mostly for, like, college kids. It's not, like, open to the public thing. October 26th is open to the public. That's Cranford Public Library, 224 Walnut Avenue in Cranford. That's at 8 p.m. Okay, so if you or your group or, you know, want your library to host this presentation, have them contact me at 908-325-0140 or email me at laurah@njghs.net. And just remember there's a $100 honorarium for time and travel. And let's see. Oh, you know, I guess it's kind of winding down, but if you haven't had a chance yet, check out the Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State. You can locate them on the web at easternstate.org. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell.
Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Sitting is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Hey, welcome back. It is time for ParaShare. Now, we have a new deal for ParaShares. If you're not a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and you send in your paranormal story or experience, you will qualify for membership in the NJGHS. So come on, send in your ParaShares. That's a $20 value for your email, and we'll send you your membership back. And if you are already a member, then bless your heart for sending in a ParaShare. And you can email them to thedeadline@njghs.net. Now, this week, we actually have, I know, don't faint, Brian, but we do have a ParaShare. This is from our buddy Margaret up in Connecticut. Thank you so much, Margaret. And she always has really good stories. So, here we go. Says, hey, Laura, thought you would like to hear of my most recent experience in Gettysburg. On September 14th and 15th, I spent two nights in the Cashtown Inn outside of Gettysburg. I visited the inn with one of the paranormal groups I am with. We spent most of the night investigating the different areas in the house. We did get some activity in the dining area and outside. We then went to the Lee Suite. We did some investigating and got some nice orb shots. We all decided to spend the night in the Lee Suite. Getting beyond the fact that I slept in the same bed that Sam Elliott, and she put in parentheses, yum, close parentheses, slept in while he was there filming Gettysburg, it was an interesting night. We spent most of the night talking and taking pictures. Several of us had recorders going, and I will let you know if anything comes out of the recorders. We finally settled down around 2 a.m. At exactly 3:48 a.m., my two female friends and I woke up at the same time. All three of us sat up and looked around. None of us saw anything, but we found it weird that the three of us woke up at the same time. We all went back to sleep, and as I was drifting off when I felt something pushing on the mattress near the bottom of the bed. At first I thought it was my friend I was sharing the bed with, but she said it wasn't her. She never moved, she said, and she added that neither did I. And after that, we all slept peacefully for the rest of the night. Saturday morning, I went back to my room. I was staying in the Anderson Suite, which is located behind the house. From what I learned of the history of the house, this area, where my room is located, was where the hospital was located after the battle. I was standing in the bathroom, drying my hair after a quick shower and getting ready to go out to the battlefield for the day, when I heard what sounded like footsteps walking from the bedroom area to the sitting room area. I went out to see if maybe it was the cleaning woman, and there was no one there. Okay, I said, and went back into the bathroom to finish. The minute I pick up my brush to do my hair, the footsteps start walking from the sitting room area, heading back towards the bedroom area. Well, let me just say that I politely said that if whoever it is was walking would give me a few more minutes to finish, that I would get out of the room and let them have it. That evening, I came back to the room and had the feeling that I shouldn't be there. Being a ghost hunter, I felt embarrassed that I felt this way. I went back to the main house and told my friends how I felt, and they came back and we did a small investigation in my room. After a while in the room, I still felt uncomfortable, and my friends, who know me, know that I don't get freaked out easily. They told me that if I felt like I couldn't stay there, that I could crash on the floor in their room, which is what I did. Sunday morning, I went back into the suite to freshen up and pack up. I went into the room with my team leader, who had arrived late Saturday night, and immediately crashed in her room for the night. She said she didn't like the room and could understand why I didn't want to stay there by myself. I am glad that she agreed with me about the room, but as I said, I feel embarrassed that the bad vibes in that room forced me out. The funny part of this whole thing is that after I packed my car, I sat on the porch and read some of the entries in the logbook that was in the room. Several pages into the book, there was an entry which basically said that the girl staying in the room a few months before my stay heard the same exact footsteps moving around the room. It was a nice place to visit and investigate. I would really like to go back again, but this time I definitely want to stay in the main part of the house. I can definitely say to anyone asking that the Cashtown Inn is most assuredly haunted. Margaret. Well, thank you, Margaret. I didn't even know there was a little house in back of the Cashtown Inn that you could stay in. I've stayed three times at the Cashtown Inn.
Never been there.
Yeah, three times or two times? Two times. Yeah. Once in this one little room on the second floor, and the second time we had the whole suite on the attic, you know. But I didn't know there was a little room out back, so that's very, very cool. You've never been to the Cashtown Inn, Brian?
No. Let's see. I've been to Ghost World Con. That was about it.
What about the other conferences at the Holiday Inn and stuff?
I wasn't a member.
I see. All right. Well, Cashtown Inn is it's a pretty place, and I wouldn't recommend dining there. Yeah, the one night we stayed and had dinner there, the food was just, the wine was like, wow, how long did it take you to unscrew the cap, And the food was, substandard. And yet they were charging it and writing up a menu as if it was like haute cuisine. And far from it, people, trust me. Now, it may be under new ownership, maybe the food's improved. Margaret, that's your call. If you ate there, let me know. But other than that, good food at the Wyndham, though, in their restaurant, in the 1863 restaurant.
Wouldn't know that either.
Well, when we were doing Ghost World, we had breakfast there and everything. Their food's very good, so thankfully they brought in good chef.
When I looked on the menu and I saw the prices, I said, pass.
I know, but when you're traveling, you got to kind of live little highfalutin there, That's why they call it a vacay,
Well, unfortunately, there wasn't much time to vacay.
True that, yo.
It was more work-ay.
Yeah. I know. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
So what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Run that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at IrvingRehnquist.com.
Okay, I have a little announcement to make. Last year, Brian and I went on location and did the Halloween show and the following week's show live on location at the Stanhope House.
Who has good steaks?
Yes. Dave.
Cheapskate! Ugh.
No, and Dave Roundtree from Skylands Paranormal Investigations was kind enough to come out on that. It was a very miserable rainy night. Remember how bad that was?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave braved the weather forces and came out and participated, and we had him on the show and interviewed him. We interviewed, I think, the owner's daughter who
Mary,
works
I think
there, Mary.
Yep.
And then I forget the other guy, Bobby. We interviewed Bobby.
Right.
Who has been working there for 10 years or more and did some construction and found some neat things in the place, and he explained the history of it. We would love to go back to the Stanhope House this year and do the Halloween shows there again. We've left them a message and an email, haven't heard back. So my question to you all out there in listening land.
All seven of you.
Yeah. If you know of a haunted bar that would be willing to let us come in and just set up in a corner. We just need one outlet, you know, right, Brian? One outlet, you can run everything off of that.
Yep.
And we can plug in our stuff and we could do our show from that haunted bar, maybe interview some of the people who work there, you know, who have had experiences. And then, of course, if any of the patrons want to drop over and say hello, maybe get a T-shirt. Or, you know, we brought T-shirts, bumper stickers, all that stuff with us. We'll hand out some goodies, too, so make it worth your while to come on out and see. And you could, you know, be part of the podcast for the Halloween episode. So, but we need you people to send us a place to go to. And it doesn't have to be, you know, in my backyard. I mean, I drive all over the state anyway. So, I mean, if you're like, well, I'm all the way down in Sayreville, or I'm all the way out here in, you know, East Bumble Bop, you know.
Well, not too far.
Yeah. Well, I know. Poor Brian. He's got to go all the way from Pennsylvania.
Well, that and it'll be after work.
Yeah. We're targeting Monday, October 29th. To set up shop and get recording like around 7 o'clock at night, depending on where it's located.
Right.
I mean, if it's not too far for Brian, then we could start earlier, you know. But if he needs the lead time to drive it, well, you got to work at 4, so we could probably even start at 6, because that would give you 2 hours. I don't want to be making you drive further than 2 hours one way, and I certainly don't want to be going that far. So people, if you can get us a nice, decent haunted bar that would be willing to have us, we'll deal
with it. Hey, let's go to Zorba's.
Yeah, but that's not a bar, though. It's a BYOB restaurant.
Close enough.
All right, so that's Monday, October 29th. That's when we're looking to record the show that will upload on October 31st for Halloween, and then possibly the week after that we'll do a different show. You know, that's Sunday. That's what we target. So you're actually going to get an overdose of the deadline, because you're going to get one on Friday, then one on Wednesday, then one on Sunday, then one on Friday. So it'll a lot of work for Brian. Yay! Everybody write an email to Brian going, kudos, Brian, because that's a lot of work for him. Right,
well,
Brian?
Well, lately I have been getting a lot of requests for friends on MySpace lately.
You have?
Yes.
See that?
Well, I think that has...
You're popular.
Well, I think there's two reasons for it.
Yeah?
One is that I'm still on Donna's Top 12.
Wow, nice.
Still on... I mean, that's out of like 8,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah. And when she put a blog out about wanting to know all the paranormal groups all over the country, mm-hmm. you know, so people can find groups, number one.
Really? Nice.
I happened to be online and I saw the little Yahoo pop up saying, hey, you have a message. And I saw she put up a new blog. I'm like, oh, let me see what it is. And I saw that. I was like, type, 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 send. And I was like, yeah, number one.
And that meant number one for...
So when someone goes into that blog to look at it, I'm the first person that made a comment.
Nice. And what did you comment on?
Just, you know, who I am, who I'm with, blah, blah. Here's
so you lied like a rug. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where we investigate and that kind of stuff.
Cool. Did you give the NJGHS.net website?
I don't remember. I'll have to look.
Dude. Okay. So anyway, October 29th is when we want to do our Halloween show, so please get us a haunted bar. Email me, laurah@njghs.net, and it's Laura the old way, L-A-U-R-A. I know some of you people are writing me Laura, L-O-R-A. It's like, no. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I get emails. Hi, Laura. Oh, and the worst is Lori. I'm like, there was one person in my entire life who I dealt with calling me Lori. She died like 15 years ago, and that's it. You know, it's Laura. Just remember, the last two letters, Ra, like the sun god, you know. Ra! Anyway. So, let's see. And there's only one person on the planet who calls me by my first and middle name, and that's my dad. So let's move along to haunted trivia, shall we? Last week's haunted trivia, you were asked, what is the original name of the legal tender saloon? And you got extra credit for naming it the name that it had in the 1950s. In 1881, the legal tender saloon was known as Annex Saloon. That's A-N-N-E-X. And in the 1950s, it was the Pink Garter. And Glenn Pellinger is our winner. He got both answers right. He even provided other extraneous information. He was very thorough. So congratulations, Glenn. He will be collecting his T-shirt from his wife, who is the team leader of the Northwest Division, Dana Tirico.
I wonder if he'd a little help.
No. This is what he said, that... the answer for the original legal tender saloon was Fluger General Merchandise Store. Then it became the Annex Saloon, and then in 1950, the Pink Garter. He put P.S. Billy the Kid was brought here for his last meal, supposedly. That's what it's been said. So congratulations, Glenn. Okay. Last week's episode of Supernatural, the TV show on the CW, which is awesome, okay, dealt with the subject of the changeling. Now, this creature is, in medieval folklore, a troll baby left in place of a human baby or young child. Changelings would be identified by their wizened appearance, voracious appetite, malicious temper, inability to move, and other unpleasant traits. It's like akin to an ex-husband, you know, but anyway. According to some legends, it is possible to detect changelings, as they are much wiser than human children. When changelings are detected in time, their parents have to take them back. In one tale of the Brothers Grimm, there is an account of how a woman who suspected that her child had been exchanged started to brew beer in the hull of an acorn. The changeling uttered, "Now, I am as old as an oak in the woods, but I have never seen beer being brewed in an acorn," and then he disappeared. Some people believe that trolls would take unbaptized children. Beauty in human children and young women, particularly blonde hair, attracted the fairies. In Scottish folklore, the children might be replacements for fairy children in the Tithe to Hell. This is best known from the Ballad of Tam Lin. Some folklorists believe that fairies were memories of inhabitants of various regions in Europe who had been driven into hiding by invaders. They held that changelings had actually occurred. The hiding people would exchange their own sickly children for the healthy children of the invaders. Now, in Scandinavia, this is interesting. Since most beings from Scandinavian folklore are said to be afraid of steel, Scandinavian parents often placed a steel item on top of an unbaptized infant's cradle. It was believed that if a human child was taken in spite of such measures, the parents could force the return of the child by treating the changeling cruelly using methods such as whipping or even inserting it in a heated oven. Now, that I found out in some other cultures, too, was like if you thought you had a changeling and it wasn't your kid, was to start beating the crap out of it and everything.
No, you're not meant to use that as a defense in court.
No. or putting it in the oven. So that was some other cultures picked up on that, too. What were the two main items of steel that Scandinavian parents would place on top of their infant's cradle to prevent a changeling? Okay, there were two main items that Scandinavian parents would put on the unbaptized infant cradle to prevent a changeling from occurring. Be the first person to name those two items and email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the new NJGHS t-shirt. So good luck with that. So, getting back to that case that we did Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we told you that we had the cops come in and, yep. You know, but we had the homeowners with us. So, and the homeowner even recognized the one cop, called him by name, and so they left. We continued with our work. It was the woman, and then her friend, mm-hmm. another woman. It made it on the difficult side to conduct a proper investigation because they were like, oh, should you divide up? Oh, should you stake this out? Oh, should you do this? And I felt like saying at one point, you know, like, don't tell me how to do my job, you know, but, and then I figured I'm not even going to get into it because they, like you were saying, Brian, I mean, they were just chatties, you know, yeah. And you couldn't really do much in terms of, you know.
Yeah. If there was something in that house, it wasn't there when we were there. I mean, I was trying to look at that little screen. I mean, I saw little orbs go here and there, but you know what? To me, an orb is dust.
No. Very early on, before people had trampled through that one living room, that's where I got on two different times a little orb. Once in that, going from that living room into that office, and then I went into the office and I got one come out of the office wall and go into the other wall. So I still have to like finalize that DVD,
mm-hmm.
and then I can look at it more thoroughly on a big television. And I haven't had a chance to review my audio from the investigation, you know, the digital audio. But, I mean, I guess it's a little anticlimactic given all the hype that we were told about. Oh, I mean, I even brought, like, you know, an exorcism kit with me of sorts, you know, just in case. Because, I mean, they were telling me, like, this thing's demonic. There's demonic entities in there. It's very dangerous.
I told the women before you got there, I said, look, I said, I've already heard about what happened in the house. I wasn't here. So, basically, to me, nothing's happened in this house as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you go in with a clean slate.
Yep.
Just be open but skeptical, you know. So, yeah, I have to still look at and listen to see. Maybe I got an EVP, but I highly doubt it with going in the background constantly, mm-hmm. you know. So, anyway, stay tuned to the New Jersey Ghost Hunters website. It's located on the web at njghs.net, and you can sign up for our Yahoo groups, the NJGHS Yahoo groups, so that way you get the latest and greatest info blasted right into your email inbox. We have no more cemetery hunts. We finished up the last one, October 5th. And don't forget to register for the party. I know the cutoff date's listed as November 1st, but I might push that out a little bit only because Mercury is retrograde. It's breaking down communication. So I think I might give people to like November 10th to register for the party. So that way Mercury will have been direct for a whole week and people will have time to get off the stick there and do something about it because I want to have a good head count so I know what I'm doing for the party. And let's see. We'd like to say thank you as always to the effervescent personality and programming of the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline, Brian Sant.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. Oh, before I forget, Gregory and Sherry Irish, I apologize. I didn't print this out, so I will update our website, but they are having a benefit dinner, I believe November 10th. I'm not 100% sure, but I will put it on our website. They're having a benefit dinner for their granddaughter. She's only, I believe, 3 months old. She has been diagnosed with SMA, which is spinal muscular atrophy. She's given, like, at best a month or two to live. Definitely the doctor said that she will not see her first birthday. So it's very gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching, and our prayers and thoughts go out to Gregory and Sherry and Gary, their son, and Gary's, you know, girlfriend and the mother and the baby, little Isabella. So I will put all the information on the NJGHS site, so if people want to participate in this dinner, you know, the funds and proceeds will go to helping with the research for SMA. So that would be great. And thanks again, as always, to Don Slepian for our theme song. He's located at donslepian.com. And thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.